woke up in a lucid dream. Now we're hunting for the shards. We might be an oddball team, but at least we've got no bards. World Walkers.
What's up, everyone? I'm Pedro, the GM and creator of World Walkers, a weekly podcast that, from seasons 1 through 3, followed the hilarity and hardships of a group of world-hopping adventurers trying to save existence. As we continue following the old group through the lost episodes, we see them work their way to Pundik Farms in hopes of raising enough money to give rebore to a new body. Finally, the group is on their way to a nice, easygoing quest for some locals. They deserve something low-key and non-threatening, to be honest. Listen in as the group explores the ups and downs of a random quest in Digging for Pigs, the third of the lost episodes.
Did we gather any information about the farm? Like, whose farm?
Yeah, you got the name of whose farm it was. You were heading there last we left off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Listen, if there's going to be a beholder or whatever that thing was called in that tournament.
Anime high stakes tournament. Let's do it. It's got to be 3 episodes of being like, oh no, he's using the wind attack.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this since 1962. Whatever you do, don't let it hit you.
It's just like a little tiny like thing of wind.
My spirit strength's not strong enough to stop that, but I'll have to call on all my reserves.
10 episodes later.
10 episodes later.
It's like somebody out in the fields. Did you guys feel that?
Ooh, it's breezy.
Somebody fart?
All right. So, last we left off, you had decided to leave the city and make your fortune northwards towards the farmlands. The farmlands in question are the Pundik farmlands. You had decided to head there in search of quests to rid the farmlands of some beasts. It was a 500 gold critter, and it was a short little journey, and I think you guys had stocked up before you left. You'd bought some health kits, right?
One health kit.
Yeah.
One? Like, you know, that comes with 10, right?
It was one health kit.
So that comes with like 10 thingies, right?
10 charges, yeah.
Yeah.
10. Okay, cool.
So you have 40 uses is what you're telling me.
Yeah. So I got a healer's kit which has 10 uses. So then in all, I have 14 times to save somebody.
How do you have... You have 3 other healer's kits, right?
Like, 4 other ones, like 4 uses of my healer's kit.
So, you had one that was diminished to 4. Now
yeah.
You have 10. Now you have 14.
So yeah. How many charges do you have in total?
Uses 14.
14.
Now, okay. Now can you hit reload on your clip? Yeah, well, that
time to heal some bitches. Like that.
Heal and kill.
Alright, let's go on.
Okay.
Let's kill some baddies.
Let's do it.
Alright, so after a bit of a journey, you can see the farmlands up ahead, and the Pundik farmlands are, in a word, expansive. Rolling fields of crops lie ahead to the northeast. More to the west, an impressive orchard, rich and full. And farther to the east, a far-reaching series of barns and stables. It appears, for those that can see far enough ahead, that some areas of the farmlands have seen better days. The fields must have been... Made it to the pickle farms. Thank you, Wes. Let me go ahead and move that chat off to the side so I don't see it.
Why do you have a curtain covering a bare wall?
What the fuck? I literally thought there was like a hallway behind that.
What?
What? The wall.
What? So why do you have a curtain to cover a wall?
It's not a wall. It's a
curtain covering a curtain.
If he moves that curtain, there's another curtain.
Is there a wall behind it?
And I'm so confused.
It's a window.
I thought you had a closet. Like, I thought you had, like, a lot of room there. This whole time I've been like, that curtain is covering tons of equipment. Like,
it's another somebody.
This whole time. Tons of equipment.
It took me a second to realize what you're talking about. I was like, what wall? What are you talking about?
Sometimes I don't like the wall being so bright, so I cover it at nighttime.
It's a manual night mode activated.
Good night, wall.
Good night. Tuck it in. Tin along the place. Okay.
Okay. We head to the farm.
The fields seemed...
Let's go to the shitty-looking fields.
There, this doesn't even make sense anymore. I look at it, and it's still a sentence, but I keep looking at that fucking curtain wall.
Enzo, could you please cover the curtain wall to stop the
distracting.
That curtain is distracting us with its nudity.
The fields seem to have what must be craters ripped out of the ground. Up ahead is... a picture-perfect three-story farmhouse that leaves you with no concerns as to whether or not the owners of this establishment will be able to afford your services.
Nice.
Okay, I'm sure those craters were made by just nice, small little...
Yeah, like probably just really big bears or something that, like, were digging for pigs or something.
digging for those pigs. Underground pigs.
That's where all the best pigs are kept.
Okay, so if I step into one of those, like, how, if I go to the edge of the crater,
well, they're like far up ahead, and, so you'd have to, yeah.
All right, well, let's head to the rich people.
Yeah. Let's state our intentions.
Guys, half up front. Remember, those are the rules.
I thought it was per thing.
I know. Then we just get half up front, and we go get Roberto, and then we come back.
We're going to stop at 10. And then come back.
Oh, I totally forgot why we were even going for gold. I was like, oh man, why are we doing this? Like, I have plenty of gold. This isn't an issue for me. But I realize now that we need to get Roberto's body back.
And also, I would like my own fund.
Yeah, I would like to be paid back my 10 gold.
I would like to be financially independent.
All you had to do was give up the power of flight. You could have had it all.
That's fine. Anyways, continue. Right. Oh, along the way, Tin will have picked up a straw hat and is chewing on a little bit of, like, wheat.
All right.
That's all.
All right, so you make your way to the house then?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Awfully big vermin.
Is there a way you can turn yourself up a little, Wesley?
Yes, I can just lean closer.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to talk to your forehead, but...
West fine forehead though. If you draw a smiley face on it with a little bit of a beard, this is second Wes. This is second Wes.
This is for when I'm talking, so you can see my emotions.
No. It's okay. Yep. So you walk up, and who's knocking on the door?
Vasa will. She'll rap really crisply on the expensive-looking door.
Yep. All right. And it takes a moment, but eventually the door opens and a rough and round, grumpy looking dwarf with he's wearing a vest and a tie, and he has a pulled back gray hair kept in a ponytail. He kind of throws the door back and he looks like he's all business. And he kind of rolls up to the door and he says, well, good day. And then he kind of takes a look at all of you and he goes, ah, thank goodness. He takes a step outside and he says, Papa Pundick, puts his hand out.
Is it like Papa, Gunther Papa shakes Squat? It. Papa Squat, or is it like that's his name?
No, Papa Pundick.
Papa Pundick. Well, howdy there.
Oh, so Gunther pushes himself past Vasa and shakes his hand.
No one else was going for it. That's a good handshake.
Well, hey there.
How's it going?
It's not good. It's not good. I'm grateful some adventurers come out here. What do you call yourselves?
We call ourselves the World Walkers. Right, guys?
That's good, Brandon. That's good, Brandon.
That's what I thought. We're going to put on a t-shirt. Worldwalkers.com/store. No, I want to make a shirt that says World Walkers. We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
Thank you. right, all right. Which fly did you see?
The one that promised 800 per beast.
He just kind of smiles. Hey, no flyer like that out there.
Ah, you're smarter than you look. The 500 one.
His eyebrows are up.
Always making good headway right there. It's always good to tell someone they look smarter than they.
The door opens and out comes a rough and round, grumpy looking individual. They've got a vest and tie on. They've got short cropped gray hair trimmed to the chin. And she comes out and he goes, oh, this is my wife, Mama Pundik. And she squeezes on past. And she says, who are these people? And he goes, oh, these are the World Walkers. And she goes, well, that's good Brandon right there. And she finishes coming outside.
We're here to kill your beasties. 500 per beast.
All right. Well, got about four of them out there. We as far as we can tell, got one out there in the tree line, two out there in the fields, and then one that's rummaging their way through the stables. We've had to send all of the help home. And, if we don't do something soon, Pundik Farms is over.
What did the beast look like?
Well, looks down. Terrifying creatures. Huge. They're made of rock. And they, and she just like stretches her arms as far as it can. They leap out of the ground. They're made of just stones and moss, really, as far as we can tell.
They spit anything, or they just punch with their rocky fists?
They don't have fists. They're just made of teeth and claws.
That sounds familiar.
So it's a rolling rock ball of teeth and claws.
Like, based on that description, that kind of sounds like when we were playing hide and seek in the forest or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd be forgiven for thinking that. Yeah, it's a little familiar.
All right.
Do we know, or like, does Gunther know anything? Like, is there anything we can identify, or you know, we do have a ranger here. Maybe he knows what beast this is.
A what?
We
have a paladin.
Oh yeah, we now have a paladin. We have a druid. I guess maybe she would know too.
Ertleby has been like being goth off to the side and just squint at it and try and see if she can figure out what it is.
I mean, like, Tin seems to have an idea.
Yeah.
Can I roll to check if see if I know anything?
Wait, I mean, if I have an idea, then.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an idea.
DM says
that,
throwing a bone.
This sounds familiar. This sounds similar to what Ertleby and I faced when he got sucked into the forest's games. Not fun, actually. Wait! Was that tickle damage? I don't think we would get tickle damage this time.
What's tickle damage?
I don't know either.
We were sucked into... Okay, so... recap, listen to the song, and then, no, I'm just kidding, and then recap. In the forest, we fought this thing that was, like, could jump really high, mm-hmm. and was really intimidating, and did a lot of damage, but it was tickle damage, but I imagine this would be slightly more than just a critter, so more like critter as in critical hit.
Okay, anyways. So tickle damage is like a type of damage, just like fire.
Yeah, this time they'll be doing pickled. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. I gotta get all my bad jokes out of the
Thank
way.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, so anyways, Tin would share what she remembers of that with everyone, just to like let them know. Got it? Okay, guys, cool.
Yeah. So, ooh, that sounds like a good fight.
Oh, so you guys know a lot about this already then?
No.
Oh.
Have any of the beasts on your farm been defeated so far?
No, we've had some people come out, and then once they saw them, they either ran or died.
Oh, we're not going to run.
I mean, we will die gladly.
Show us. Is that the wind telling me we're not gonna run?
Yeah, because I don't.
They look around. They now like they're realizing that like at first they thought it was one of you talking, but then as the wind keeps picking up and talking, they're like,
"Hello."
How many groups of adventurers have tried so far to rescue your farm?
And he kind of stops and thinks for a second. We've got the money to pay you, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm curious how many have tried and failed before us.
Oh, well.
Turns count his toes, too.
Oh, just Mama Pundig, I need your hands, too.
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
And did they walk out of here alive, or are they somewhere down on your fields?
No, they've all left.
Alive.
This world?
In body bags.
I mean, every group has left.
All right. All right. Now, you see any of your critters, like I said, I think I asked this already, but they don't spit nothing. They don't cast no magic. They just pure violence.
They just attack. They don't come out this far, but.
Okay. All right.
Can I speak with the group for a moment? Good Sir Papa and Mama Pundict?
Pundick.
Okay, Pundick. So Tin would pull everyone in, or gesture for everyone to come in. The price that we need for them is like, or for Morto's new body is 3,000, right?
Wasn't it like 2 for the base model and 3 if he wants customization?
Yeah. And we get only the best for our Borto baby.
Aw, yes. Thank you.
So I'm thinking that we ask them for 3,000. So if we defeat all of the monsters, to ask for that base price. So then, whatever else comes our way, we don't have to go on, like, another crazy side quest before we have to get Borto's body.
Excellent thinking, Tin. But we make that request after we kill one. It'll be much easier to convince them when they know that we're the only adventurer group so far that has slain one. And then they'll be willing because we can threaten to walk if they don't pay our price. And they know we've been the only successful adventurer group so far.
Now, the other question is, do we need to slain them? I'm all for killing a good beast. But if we just get them away from the farm, will we still get the money?
If we, you know, if in the middle of battle we break off an arm or something and then drive the beast off, I'd be willing to roll that way. I like that thinking, Gunther. Maybe there's hope with you yet.
You know, I have my moments. That was it for the day.
Keep it up.
Well, thank you. I got me a compliment. That's the first one I got. Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Break our huddle.
Hey, Pedro. Out of character. Do I have any abilities?
You still have the ones that you had from the tower.
Ooh. Okay, thank you. And look them up.
They're all behind that wall. Behind that curtain.
Don't make fun of my wall. It's trying its best.
Doing a good job.
I swear, I have like so many memories of like VCRs behind that. I was like, and so she's got a stack full of VCRs behind that curtain.
Memory's a lie. That's what we're all learning today.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
we're talking.
Is there a preference you have on us? Or which one maybe we start with the smallest and we work our way up?
I guess we could try the one that's just like the closest to the farm.
I would go to the barn one.
You'll have to walk through the fields to get to the barns.
Oh.
What about the tree line one?
That one's probably the closest.
Let's go to the tree line.
Irritably gets her gun out and cocks it. And like,
they both seem like surprised at that. And they're like, what is that?
It's a magic wand.
And they just look at each other.
It's a way of making sure these beasts don't bother you anymore. And then she gets her other one out and it's like, click. That's the sound of a gun. And then she's like, let's go. Stalks off in the direction of the trees.
All right. Well, good luck.
We'll be back shortly.
Do we have anything like that we can do? Like any, what's it called? Buffer things for, does anyone have buffer stuff that they can cast on the group?
I have some buffer stuff.
Give us your inspirational speech.
Boss is not feeling very inspirational.
What?
Aww.
This is an outrage. Okay. Well, then onwards.
Yeah, right. I would say Vasa is sort of like, you know, in some way she's internalized that the battle is over, you know, with the great cost, of course, but the battle is over. So at this point, they're just doing grind work. It's not really a reason to summon or try to inspire the group, because in her mind, she's like, we're, you know, it's grind work. What's inspiring about that? So she doesn't think to speech it up.
Yeah, I've played a rock type Pokemon gym. We've got this.
All right, so you make your way for the tree line. You walk your way inside. It doesn't take long before what seemed like a pretty peaceful part of the farm gives way to a pretty wrecked area. Several of the trees have been destroyed. Areas of the ground have been demolished. There are craters just like the field. And you have to kind of watch your step as you walk your way through.
Can Vasa take lead and move very slowly, just to like, obviously, I mean, it's a big rock creature, but she wants to get to catch it as early as possible without it noticing them.
All right. So, yeah, give me your general approach. Like, what is your...
I would say that as the group... So I'm a little conflicted here, because she obviously wants to be as sneaky as possible. Can she do that while still pacing ahead of the group, like going ahead being and coming back, being like, it's okay here, then going ahead again and coming back and being like, it's okay, move.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is the rest of the group doing?
Following Voss's lead?
Tin's, yeah, I guess Tin's going to go ahead and just do hip hip hooray and fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you should just scout overhead.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I could do that too. Maybe I could scout.
Maybe you could fly ahead and see if it is that creature that you...
Yeah, like, for example, if Tin could fly high enough that the creature wouldn't notice it, but if Tin finds it, just, like, starts circling like an eagle just to signify that that's where the creature is.
Can I call like an eagle? Yes. All right, so Tin, I mean...
Look at that big eagle over there. Now we gotta find the monster and an eagle? Oh, no.
So I guess, yeah, Tin will... try. How tall are the trees? Are these like Texas trees that are short, or are they like Washington trees that are tall?
What state do the trees most resemble?
How tall are Texas trees?
They're pretty short. They're like two stories high.
About 15. Oh no, about 20 feet tall.
That's not bad. Okay, so yeah. Tin will like fly over the tree, and can she, are they like, is it like thick where I can't see anything?
No. It's okay. Spacious.
All right, then I will fly up. I'll fly like maybe like 30 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you get deeper in, you see more and more of these craters, but so far, no sign of the creature. Just preemptively, let's go ahead and get initiative checks.
Just cause.
Just for flavor.
In case.
For the loss.
I got a nat 20.
All right. Yeah. What's your total though?
24.
Huh. I have a natural plus 4 on initiative. Did I always know that?
I don't know what you always knew.
I got a 13.
So do I still add my agility? Or sorry, my dex. Or it's I've changed it.
You don't roll your initiative because you get to go whenever you want.
Oh
yeah,
you're the wind.
10.
97.
I thought you said 97. I was like, there's no way you roll that.
We need to go over initiative rules again. Gunther,
I got a 14.
Boy howdy.
Boy howdy.
So. What's the scene again?
Basically, you're all just making your way through the trees, but I know that Tin is flying up and ahead, and then Vasa is stealthing her way up and then coming back and reporting.
Ertleby would be hanging tight near Vasa with her guns drawn, so like basically as like backup, but stealthing mm-hmm. along.
And I would say that, like, because we can possibly see Tin through the skyline, Boss's you know, she's sneaking ahead and checking, but she's sneaking ahead in the general direction of where Twin's flying, because she would assume the tin would lead them closer and closer to the epicenter of all the damage.
Cool. Yep. And then Gunther.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yep. Gunther is following behind, but he's staying a little back because he knows he's a little louder in his armor, but he's also thinking maybe the creature comes up behind him, so he wants to be ready.
All right. So then give me stealth checks. Everyone but 10.
I got a 23.
I got an 11.
I also got a 23.
Nice. Good job, everyone but Gunther.
I like to think 10's above just going, wow, that's not even the sound wings make.
Making airplane sound.
Choo-choo? No,
choo-choo.
That's wrong.
Insert boat noise here.
Foghorn.
So, everything's going pretty well. And then, there's an explosion of earth from the back. And then there's, what would it sound like hypothetically if Gunther screamed?
Well, here's the boy.
That's my new cell phone ringtone.
And then that, as jaws just clamp down around his midsection, which for Gunther is his Gunther section. You all hear the explosion of earth from behind. Gunther's stealth, not up to par with the rest of you.
No.
Thanks for listening to the Lost Episodes, Episode 3, Digging for Pigs. I want to give a big shout out to our patrons who make all of this possible, and I want to thank the following creators for sharing their music with us: Josh Woodward of joshwoodward.com and Kevin McLeod of incompetech.com. Thanks as well to Sirenscape for providing sound effects for this episode. We'll see you next week for another entry in World Walkers, The Lost Episodes.
One health kit.
One? Like, yeah, that comes with 10, right?
It was one health kit.
So that comes with like 10 thingies, right?
10 charges, yeah.
Yeah.
10. Okay, cool.
So you have 40 uses is what you're telling me.
No, the one that I had was...
I'm sorry.
Can we just use that to defuse any fight from here on out? Like any infighting?
Yes. You think of the Final Fantasy. You think of Final Fantasy battle music, but for us, it's bring it sexy back.
Dean, you left the room. I accidentally hit play. Like it was really an accident. I'm gonna shut down the rabbit room.
No.
I'm gonna leave the rabbit room alone. Keep going.
Okay. Ooh, gross.
That was actually the opening line of my song.
Sorry,
it's called Pickles.
I got something in her mouth, and I thought it was plastic, and it was like this fucking giant ass beetle. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
Ah, Texas.
Did you? She thought it was a pickle.
Yeah. But it was one of them nasty winged pickles, you know.
Yeah. Them flying pickles.
Pickles of the sky.
Don't eat those. She's eaten 2,656 pickles. She updates that for every
world record pickle eater.
That was just this week.
For me, it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Been a light week for me.
I'm really going easy on the pickles. That's some awfully big vermin.
Is there a way I can turn yourself up a little, Wesley?
Yes, I can just lean closer.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to talk to your forehead, but
fine forehead though. If you draw a smiley face on it with a little bit of a beard, this is second Wes.
This is for when I'm talking, so you can see my emotions.
No. It's okay. However, with you being above the tree line, now bear with me. It's got half cover. You're a sharpshooter. Forget it. You're good to go.
Oh, okay. I thought you were. Yeah. I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to argue. Anyways.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm ready for this debate, sir. No.
excuse me.
If you will turn to page 242 in the D&D player's book, you will see that I am.
If you would hover your mouse to D&D Beyond and forget the fact that we don't need books anymore.
I have a book for sentimental reasons. paper's not dead.
It's an art form.
Welcome to my ASMR channel. Welcome to my ASMR channel.